WMTG, Community Radio on Demand. From a Meet the Candidates event in Star, September 23, 2014. Republican Justin P. Burr of Albemarle, incumbent candidate for the North Carolina House of Representatives, District 67.
Good evening. Thank y'all for having me. As you probably noticed, I'm getting my money's worth on my haircuts nowadays. First, let me say thank you all for allowing me to serve the 67th District. It's been an honor and a privilege for the last three terms. You know, I've worked to keep my promise to you to not only be a vote in Raleigh, but to be a voice. And I think we've kept that commitment. We've kept that pledge. And that's really what it's about for me. It's about a commitment to work for you, to show up early, to stay late, to really work to actually accomplish something, you know, unlike what tends to happen a lot of times in Washington. And we've been able to accomplish a lot of positive things for you and for the folks of the 67th District. As your representative, I now serve as we serve as the in leadership on two separate committees. I serve as chairman of the Appropriations Committee and then vice chairman of the Rules Committee, certainly the two most influential bodies within the House and two very important committees to serve on. Just a few months ago, I could tell you I was honored to be named the ninth most effective member of the House out of the 120 members. You know, we've really over the biennium, this biennium and the previous biennium, been able to work together to find common sense solutions. This past 2 years working with the governor to really solve some big problems and to try to begin turning our state's economy and the budget around and really making some good progress. We've passed a conservative budget with responsible growth. Yes, growth, unlike what you tend to read in television commercials or hear in television commercials and read in the newspaper. We've worked to really fulfill our promise to control runaway spending, to reduce taxes, and to really put North Carolina back on a path for economic prosperity moving forward. And we built that strong foundation up to this point for private sector job creation in our state and in this community. And we're certainly not out of the storm yet, but we've made a lot of progress through tax reform, moving North Carolina from 44th to 17th in ranking by cutting individual rates, cutting corporate rates, and eliminating the death tax so you can now die in North Carolina and not have to worry about being taxed when you do so. We inherited a $2.5 billion unemployment insurance debt that was owed to the federal government, and we are within about 9 months of paying that off so that you as employees and employees are not having to pay that debt. We've passed a responsible budgeting that's allowed us to give teachers and state employees pay raises for the first time in a number of years, a significant pay raise with an average of 7% for teachers and $1,000 for most state employees. We passed common sense measures like voter ID, which will be required starting in 2016. We've passed a requirement for drug testing for welfare recipients. We've expanded our Second Amendment rights. I've been honored to be a primary sponsor of a number of those bills. And on a local level, we were able to fight this year to include the Montgomery County employees in the state health plan, which was a huge victory and something other counties had the luxury of having, but we did not. We got that done. We've been able to also not only have a louder voice in the legislature, but a louder voice through boards and commissions. We've been able to get folks appointed, whether it's the Rural Infrastructure Authority or the North Carolina Community College Board of Trustees or the North Carolina Housing Finance Authority. We've been able to use our influence in Raleigh to get folks put on these boards so that we have a voice throughout state government and can make sure that our areas are being heard. You've heard me mention a couple very big items. I want to mention one small one that we were able to get included in the budget this year. I noticed a few years ago that back in the 70s, I'd seen a license plate that was First in Freedom. And I thought that was interesting. It piqued my curiosity, did a little bit of research on it, and found that it existed for 6 or 7 years, and then it was done away with. They moved to First in Flight. So one very small piece of the budget that we were able to include this year that I got added in was bringing back First in Freedom and allowing that. So next year when you get your license plate, you'll have the option, First in Flight or First in Freedom. And, you know, First in Freedom, I think, is something North Carolina can take great pride in. You know, everybody certainly fights for freedom, whether you fight for it at the ballot box or whether you fight for it on the battlefield. It's certainly something that we all should be proud of as North Carolinians, that we were the first ones to take that step forward. And I'm excited that you'll have that option next year with your license plate. So, again, I thank you for the honor and the privilege of serving Montgomery County in the 67th District. I have thoroughly enjoyed it and just been a blessing to be able to be your voice. And I want you to know that anytime I can do anything to help any of you, or you have any suggestions, or you have any problems with state government that you'd like to for me to try to shine a light on and to dig into, I'm certainly more than willing to do that and to be your voice and to continue fighting for our principles in Raleigh. And I just, again, thank you for this opportunity, and I just ask for your vote for one more chance to go back and serve our community again. Thank you.